Life can sometimes be a bit crazy, with both good and bad things happening. But picture yourself like a strong lighthouse in the middle of a storm, staying steady and showing the way for yourself. This is what Stoicism, an old philosophy, can offer us. It helps us deal with life's ups and downs using logic and goodness. In this video, we will discuss 12 things every man should do right now, based on the teachings of Stoicism. Number 1. Own the morning. The first principle of Stoicism, own the morning, serves as a powerful reminder that the choices we make at the beginning of our day influence the quality of our entire existence. The Stoics believe that by taking deliberate actions in the morning, individuals could set a positive tone, fostering resilience and fortitude for whatever challenges lay ahead. The way you start your day sets the tone for everything that follows. Embrace the power of a morning routine that energizes your body and mind. Whether it's exercise, meditation, or reading, dedicating time to activities that nourish your spirit can empower you to face the day with clarity and purpose. Embracing this principle involves creating a morning ritual that aligns with Stoic values, emphasizing mindfulness, purpose, and self-discipline. Let's explore how you can practically implement this philosophy into your daily routine. Start your day by mindfully waking up, resisting the urge to reach for your phone immediately. Take a moment to express gratitude for a new day and reflect on the opportunities it brings. This brief pause can set a positive tone, allowing you to approach the day with a clear and grateful mindset. Stoicism places great importance on self-awareness and reflection. Incorporating a short meditation session into your morning routine can help center your mind and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Focus on your breath, acknowledge your thoughts without judgment, and allow yourself to enter the day with a calm and collected demeanor. The Stoics recognize the interconnectedness of mind and body. Engaging in physical exercise in the morning not only promotes physical well-being, but also contributes to mental clarity and resilience. Whether it's a brisk walk, yoga, or a quick workout, prioritize movement to energize both your body and mind. Stoicism encourages a proactive approach to life. Take a few minutes in the morning to outline your daily goals and priorities. This simple act of planning provides a roadmap for your day, helping you stay focused on what truly matters and reducing the likelihood of feeling overwhelmed by unforeseen challenges. Consider dedicating a few minutes each morning to reading passages from Stoic philosophers like Seneca, Epictetus, or Marcus Aurelius. Their timeless wisdom can serve as a source of inspiration and guidance, reinforcing Stoic principles in your mind and influencing your decisions throughout the day. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of virtue and benevolence. Incorporate small acts of kindness into your morning routine, whether it's expressing gratitude to a loved one, offering a helping hand to a colleague, or simply starting your day with a positive affirmation. These actions not only benefit others but contribute to your own sense of fulfillment. In a world filled with noise and distractions, Stoicism encourages moments of solitude and silence. Whether through meditation, contemplation, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee, create space for stillness in your morning routine. This allows you to cultivate a sense of inner calm and mental clarity before diving into the demands of the day. By implementing these practical steps, you actively engage with the Stoic principle of owning the morning. This intentional approach to the beginning of your day empowers you to navigate life's challenges with a resilient spirit, fostering personal growth and contributing to a more meaningful and purposeful existence. Remember, each morning is a new opportunity to embrace the wisdom of Stoicism and shape the trajectory of your life with purpose and intention. Number 2. Focus on what's in your control. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of focusing on what is within your control and letting go of what is not. By directing your energy towards actions and decisions that you can influence, you can cultivate a sense of agency and reduce anxiety about external factors. The Stoic teaching to focus on what's in your control emerges as a beacon of wisdom. This fundamental principle encourages individuals to channel their energy and attention towards aspects of life over which they have influence, leaving behind the futile pursuit of trying to manipulate circumstances beyond their grasp. Stoicism posits that our internal attitudes and responses are within our control, while external events and the actions of others often lie beyond it. By recognizing this distinction, one can liberate themselves from the shackles of anxiety and frustration that often accompany a fixation on external factors. Imagine a sailor navigating the vast ocean. While they cannot control the weather or the whims of the sea, they can adjust their sails and rudder to steer their ship in the desired direction. Similarly, in life, we cannot control every external event, but we can control our reactions, choices, and attitudes. The Stoics, such as Epictetus, stressed the importance of cultivating an internal locus of control. This means taking responsibility for our thoughts and actions, recognizing that our interpretations of events shape our emotional responses. By focusing on our mindset and reactions, we empower ourselves to navigate the unpredictable currents of life with grace and resilience. Anxiety often stems from fixating on what might happen in the future or ruminating on past events. The Stoic approach is to bring the mind back to the present moment, where one has the power to act and make a difference. This doesn't mean ignoring the future or dwelling in denial of the past. Rather, it's about acknowledging these aspects without letting them control your mental and emotional state. The Stoics advocated for a rational assessment of external situations. Rather than being overwhelmed by emotions, take a step back and evaluate the situation objectively. Ask yourself, what is truly within my control and what is not? By adopting this perspective, you'll find a newfound sense of clarity that enables effective decision-making. In practical terms, adopting a focus on what's in your control involves setting realistic goals, establishing healthy boundaries, and managing expectations. It's about acknowledging the limits of your influence and directing your efforts where they can yield meaningful results. Remember, the power to shape your destiny lies not in attempting to control the uncontrollable, but in mastering your responses and choices. Embrace the liberating philosophy of focusing on what's in your control and watch as it transforms your outlook, resilience, and overall well-being. Number 3. Don't suffer, imagine troubles. The human mind has a tendency to create hypothetical scenarios that lead to unnecessary suffering. Stoicism encourages individuals to confront challenges as they arise, rather than expending energy on imagined troubles. By staying present and addressing actual obstacles, you can conserve mental and emotional resources. Stoicism, in its profound simplicity, urges individuals to confront challenges in the present moment rather than succumbing to the weight of imagined troubles. The human mind, in its intricate complexity, has a tendency to craft elaborate narratives of potential future difficulties, often leading to unnecessary distress and anxiety. Stoicism teaches us to dismantle these mental constructions and face reality with courage and clarity. The Stoic philosophers, including Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, emphasize the importance of distinguishing between real problems and the illusions our minds can conjure. They believe that our thoughts have the power to shape our emotional landscape, and by learning to control our perceptions, we can avoid needless suffering. Consider this. How often have you found yourself worrying about events that may never come to pass? The Stoics would argue that this mental energy is better spent addressing tangible issues rather than dwelling on hypothetical scenarios. By acknowledging the difference between genuine challenges and imagined troubles, you liberate yourself from the shackles of anxiety and grant yourself the freedom to live fully in the present. Practical exercises inspired by Stoicism can assist in mastering this principle. One such exercise involves mindfulness meditation, where you focus your attention on the present moment, observing your thoughts without judgment. This practice helps you become aware of the stories your mind weaves and allows you to choose whether to invest your emotional energy in these imagined troubles or redirect it toward constructive action. The Stoic practice of negative visualization encourages contemplating potential hardships with the aim of preparing oneself mentally and emotionally. By acknowledging the worst-case scenario, you fortify your resilience and reduce the impact of fear. This doesn't mean dwelling on pessimism, but rather embracing a realistic mindset that empowers you to navigate life's uncertainties with a calm and composed demeanor. The Stoic principle of not suffering imagined troubles invites you to be present, fully engaged with the realities of your life. It is an invitation to confront challenges head-on, addressing them with a clear mind and a steady heart. As you cultivate this mindset, you'll find that your capacity for handling genuine difficulties expands, and the specter of imagined troubles loses its grip on your well-being. Stoicism provides a timeless blueprint for mastering the art of living. By embracing the wisdom encapsulated in the third principle, you free yourself from the burdens of anxiety and open the door to a life characterized by resilience, tranquility, and an unwavering focus on the present moment. Don't let your mind be a breeding ground for unnecessary worries. Embrace the Stoic philosophy and discover the power of living without suffering imagined troubles. Number 4. Treat success and failure the same. In the pursuit of personal and professional goals, it's essential to maintain equanimity in the face of success and failure. Stoicism teaches that both outcomes are transient and should not define your sense of worth. By embracing this mindset, you can navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. The Stoics believe that tying your self-worth to external achievements is a precarious endeavor. When success brings applause, it is easy to feel a surge of pride and accomplishment. However, this elation can be fleeting, leaving one vulnerable to the inevitable fluctuations of life. Similarly, when failure casts its shadow, the Stoics advise against succumbing to despair. They advocate for a mindset that views failures not as permanent setbacks, but as opportunities for growth and learning. Imagine success and failure as two sides of a coin. They coexist and are inextricably linked. Instead of letting success inflate your ego or failure crush your spirit, the Stoic approach is to appreciate both as mere reflections of the ever-changing external world. By detaching your sense of self from external circumstances, you gain a resilient inner core that remains steady regardless of the external tides. The Stoic sage, Marcus Aurelius, asserted, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." This sentiment underscores the Stoic idea that true contentment arises not from external triumphs, but from cultivating an internal state of tranquility and virtue. Treating success and failure alike fosters a mindset of continuous improvement. Success is not an endpoint, but a milestone on the journey of self-discovery. Likewise, failure is not a condemnation, but an invitation to reassess, learn, and adapt. Embracing both outcomes allows you to navigate the complexities of life with grace and resilience. Practically, this Stoic principle encourages the practice of introspection during moments of success. Instead of becoming complacent, reflect on the virtues and values that guided you to triumph. Conversely, when facing failure, resist the urge to wallow in self-pity. Instead, analyze the situation objectively, discern the lessons it offers, and use it as a catalyst for personal and professional evolution. Treating success and failure the same is not about diminishing achievements or magnifying setbacks. It's about acknowledging that both are fleeting moments in the grand tapestry of life. By embracing this Stoic mindset, you liberate yourself from the emotional roller coaster tied to external validation. Your self-worth becomes an intrinsic quality, grounded in the values and virtues you uphold, rather than the transient highs and lows of the external world. Number 5. Just do one thing every day. The path to achievement is built on consistent, incremental progress. By committing to doing at least one thing each day that aligns with your long-term aspirations, you can harness the power of small actions and cultivate a sense of momentum towards your goals. The simplicity and profound wisdom of Stoicism shine brightly in the principle of doing one thing every day. While it may seem deceptively simple, this practice carries the weight of cultivating purpose, mindfulness, and a sense of accomplishment in our daily lives. In a world often characterized by a relentless pursuit of productivity, Stoicism calls us to embrace the power of focused intentionality. Instead of overwhelming ourselves with an endless to-do list, The philosophy suggests the beauty of accomplishing a singular meaningful task each day. This practice is not about the sheer quantity of tasks completed, but about the quality of each action. It encourages us to identify a task that aligns with our values, goals, or personal growth, and give it our undivided attention. Whether it's a small act of kindness, a step towards a long-term goal, or an act of self-improvement, committing to just one thing daily establishes a sense of purpose and progress. The beauty lies in its simplicity. It's not about grand gestures or monumental achievements, but rather the consistent, deliberate effort towards a chosen objective. By simplifying our daily goals, we reduce the likelihood of feeling overwhelmed and create a manageable path towards success. The practice of doing one thing every day aligns seamlessly with the Stoic idea of focusing on the present moment. Instead of dwelling on the past or anxiously anticipating the future, this principle grounds us in the here and now. It encourages us to channel our energy into making a positive impact on the present, fostering mindfulness and a deeper connection with our actions. This daily commitment serves as a powerful antidote to procrastination. The act of choosing one specific task helps break down larger goals into manageable bite-sized pieces. As the saying goes, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. By approaching life with this mindset, we transform daunting tasks into achievable steps, leading to a greater sense of accomplishment. So, as you embark on the journey of doing one thing every day, remember that the power lies not just in the completion of the task, but in the intention behind it. Embrace simplicity, cherish the present moment, and let the cumulative effect of these daily endeavors shape a life of purpose, fulfillment, and Stoic wisdom. Number 6. Make beautiful choices. Every decision you make shapes the trajectory of your life. Stoicism encourages individuals to approach decision-making with mindfulness and virtue, striving to make choices that reflect their values and contribute to the greater good. To make beautiful choices, one must understand and embody the four cardinal virtues emphasized by Stoicism. Cultivate a deep understanding of the world and your role in it. Wisdom involves making decisions based on rationality, foresight, and a broad perspective. Consider the long-term consequences of your actions and strive for a holistic understanding of situations. Act with fairness and empathy in all your interactions. Justice entails treating others with kindness, respecting their rights, and promoting a sense of equity. By seeking fairness, you contribute to a harmonious and just social order. Face challenges with bravery and resilience. Making beautiful choices often requires the courage to stand by your principles, even in the face of adversity. Embrace discomfort, confront fears, and act with integrity, knowing that true courage lies in doing what is right. Practice self-discipline and moderation in all aspects of life. Avoid extremes and excesses, whether in pleasure, ambition, or emotions. By cultivating moderation, you maintain balance, preventing the pitfalls of overindulgence or reckless behavior. Making beautiful choices involves considering the impact of your decisions on both yourself and those around you. Stoicism encourages a broader perspective, emphasizing the interconnectedness of humanity. When faced with a decision, reflect on how it aligns with your principles and contributes to the well-being of the collective. Stoics believe that a life lived in accordance with virtue is inherently beautiful. By making choices grounded in wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation, individuals can create a legacy of positive impact. These choices are not just a series of isolated decisions. They form the fabric of a meaningful and purposeful existence. Making beautiful choices extends to embracing the concept of eudaimonia, often translated as flourishing or fulfillment. Stoics argue that true happiness arises from a life lived in accordance with virtue, transcending momentary pleasures or external validations. To make beautiful choices is to become an architect of your own character and destiny. It is a conscious effort to contribute positively to the world, leaving a lasting imprint that reflects the Stoic ideals of wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation. Embrace the opportunity to sculpt a life of beauty through your choices and witness the profound impact it can have on your well-being and the world around you. Number 7. Practice detachment from external outcomes. In the realm of Stoic philosophy, the notion of practicing detachment from external outcomes is akin to a superpower that can liberate individuals from the shackles of uncontrollable circumstances. This principle urges men to cultivate a mindset where their sense of fulfillment and contentment is not contingent upon external validation, success, or the opinions of others. While it's natural to set goals and work towards specific outcomes, Stoicism reminds us of the importance of maintaining inner resilience regardless of external circumstances. By focusing on the process rather than fixating on results, individuals can cultivate a sense of inner freedom and reduce the impact of external events on their well-being. Imagine a ship navigating through stormy seas. The Stoic sailor doesn't obsess over the tumultuous waves, for he knows that his internal compass is what truly guides him. Similarly, in life, external events are often beyond our control, but our reactions and attitudes are entirely within our grasp. Detachment from external outcomes involves recognizing that while you can influence your actions and decisions, you cannot dictate the results. This does not mean relinquishing responsibility or ambition. Rather, it encourages a shift in focus towards the aspects you can manage. The Stoics teach us to set goals, work diligently towards them, but to detach our sense of self-worth from the outcome. Success, as defined by society, may be fickle and transient, but your character and principles can remain steadfast. By internalizing success and failure, you become less vulnerable to the whims of external circumstances. Imagine a businessman launching a new venture. Instead of fixating solely on financial success, a Stoic mindset would involve dedicating oneself to the process, making ethical decisions, and deriving satisfaction from the effort exerted, irrespective of the external result. This practice of detachment does not imply apathy or indifference, but a profound understanding that the world is inherently uncertain. By freeing yourself from the undue weight of external expectations, you gain a sense of tranquility and resilience. Life's inevitable storms become opportunities for growth, rather than insurmountable obstacles. Detachment is particularly relevant in relationships. A Stoic man understands that he cannot control the actions or feelings of others. By nurturing connections based on virtue and mutual understanding, rather than seeking constant validation, he builds relationships that are resilient and authentic. The Stoic principle of detachment extends to material possessions. While success may bring wealth and acquisitions, a man who practices Stoicism recognizes that the true measure of his worth lies not in what he owns, but in the content of his character and the choices he makes. In a world that often celebrates the superficial and the transient, practicing detachment is an act of rebellion, a rebellion against the tyranny of external judgments and circumstances. It empowers men to find solace and strength within, navigating the unpredictable seas of life with a calm and unwavering spirit. In embracing the practice of detachment from external outcomes, men can transform the way they perceive success and failure, relationships, and material wealth. By anchoring themselves to their internal values and principles, they discover a profound sense of freedom, a freedom that transcends the unpredictable nature of the external world. Detachment becomes the sail that propels them forward, allowing them to navigate the storms of life with grace and resilience. Number 8. Be forgiving of others, but don't demand forgiveness for yourself. Forgiveness is a powerful tool for releasing resentment and fostering emotional well-being. Stoicism encourages individuals to extend forgiveness to others, recognizing the inherent fallibility of human nature. At the same time, it cautions against seeking external validation through the demand for forgiveness, emphasizing the importance of cultivating self-compassion. Forgiveness is a profound virtue in Stoicism, emphasizing the importance of compassion and understanding in our interactions with others. The Stoics recognized that people are fallible, subject to errors and misjudgments. Therefore, embracing forgiveness becomes a transformative practice, fostering personal growth and strengthening interpersonal relationships. When it comes to forgiving others, Stoicism encourages a generous and empathetic approach. Recognize that everyone is on their own journey, facing their unique challenges and struggles. By extending forgiveness, you release yourself from the burden of harboring resentment and animosity. It's not about condoning the actions of others, but acknowledging their humanity and choosing not to let their mistakes dictate your emotional well-being. However, the Stoic philosophy takes an interesting turn when it comes to seeking forgiveness for oneself. Unlike forgiving others, the Stoics caution against demanding forgiveness from others. Why? Because demanding forgiveness can become a form of entitlement, expecting others to grant absolution on your terms. This is where humility and self-reflection play crucial roles. Instead of demanding forgiveness, the Stoics suggest a more introspective approach. When you make a mistake or wrong someone, take responsibility for your actions. Reflect on the consequences and understand the impact of your behavior on others. This self-awareness is a powerful tool for personal growth and transformation. Stoicism teaches that the journey to self-improvement involves acknowledging your faults, learning from your mistakes, and actively working towards becoming a better person. It's about understanding that your actions have consequences and that seeking forgiveness is not a transaction but a process of genuine remorse and change. By refraining from demanding forgiveness, you also respect the autonomy of others. Each person processes emotions and forgives at their own pace. Trying to force or demand forgiveness can create additional strain on relationships. Instead, focus on demonstrating through your actions that you are committed to positive change and growth. In the Stoic framework, forgiveness, whether given or received, is a profound act that contributes to the overall harmony of human interactions. It is a manifestation of wisdom, humility, and a commitment to building meaningful connections with others. By embodying forgiveness in both its giving and receiving aspects, you contribute to a more compassionate and understanding world, reflecting the timeless wisdom of Stoicism in your daily life. Number 9. Hold as few opinions as possible. In a world filled with information and perspectives, it's easy to become entangled in a web of opinions. Stoicism advocates for maintaining a mindset of open-mindedness and intellectual humility, recognizing that the pursuit of wisdom is hindered by an excess of rigid opinions. To embody this principle is to embrace intellectual humility and a willingness to reassess one's beliefs in the face of new information. The Stoics argued that holding too many opinions could lead to an inflexible mindset, hindering one's capacity for reasoned judgment and hindering personal development. In a world saturated with diverse perspectives and constant information, it becomes increasingly important to navigate the sea of opinions with discernment. Stoicism encourages individuals to approach life with an open mind, acknowledging that wisdom is a lifelong pursuit. By holding fewer opinions, you create space for intellectual growth. The openness to consider alternative viewpoints fosters a dynamic and evolving understanding of the world, leading to continuous learning and personal development. The Stoics were advocates of mental clarity, believing that an unburdened mind is better equipped to face life's challenges. Holding fewer opinions means decluttering your mental space, freeing up cognitive resources for more meaningful pursuits. This mental simplicity allows for better decision-making and a heightened focus on what truly matters. Opinions are often tied to emotions, and vehemently holding onto certain beliefs can lead to emotional entanglements. Stoicism encourages individuals to cultivate emotional resilience by detaching themselves from rigid opinions. This detachment enables a more balanced and serene emotional state, empowering individuals to respond to life's fluctuations with equanimity. The Stoic practice of holding as few opinions as possible is not synonymous with apathy or indifference. On the contrary, it encourages empathy and understanding. By approaching differing opinions with an open heart, you cultivate a deeper appreciation for the richness of human experiences. This empathetic perspective fosters meaningful connections and contributes to a more harmonious social environment. Stoicism recognizes the inherent uncertainty of life. Holding too many opinions can create a false sense of certainty in an ever-changing world. Embracing the wisdom of uncertainty allows individuals to navigate ambiguity with grace and resilience, acknowledging that the journey of life is fluid and unpredictable. To hold as few opinions as possible is to embark on a journey of intellectual humility, emotional resilience, and profound personal growth. It is an invitation to continuously reassess and refine one's beliefs, fostering a mindset that thrives on adaptability, openness, and a genuine appreciation for the diversity of human thought. By embracing this Stoic principle, you pave the way for a more enlightened and fulfilling existence. Number 10. Practice good spending habits. Financial prudence is a cornerstone of a well-lived life. By embracing the Stoic principle of temperance, individuals can cultivate mindful spending habits that align with their long-term financial well-being. This involves differentiating between genuine needs and frivolous desires, fostering a sense of contentment with what is essential. In the pursuit of a virtuous and fulfilling life, the Stoic philosophy places significant importance on practicing moderation and mindful spending. While it might seem like a mundane aspect of life, financial habits play a pivotal role in shaping one's overall well-being. Stoicism advocates for a deliberate and conscious approach to spending, encouraging individuals to reflect on their needs versus desires. Here are some principles within the Stoic framework that can guide you towards cultivating good spending habits. The Stoics, known for their simplicity, would urge you to discern between essential needs and mere wants. By prioritizing the essentials, food, shelter, clothing, you align your spending with a focus on what truly contributes to a dignified and purposeful life. The Stoic practice of embracing minimalism is closely linked to the concept of detachment from material possessions. Striving for a simple and uncluttered lifestyle not only reduces the financial burden, but also fosters a sense of freedom and contentment. Impulse purchases often stem from fleeting desires and external influences. Stoicism encourages individuals to pause and reflect before making a purchase, questioning whether it aligns with their values and contributes to a life of virtue. While material possessions can bring temporary pleasure, the Stoics recognize that true fulfillment lies in experiences and meaningful connections. Redirecting your focus towards investing in experiences rather than accumulating possessions aligns with the Stoic principle of focusing on what truly matters. Stoicism places a strong emphasis on foresight and preparedness. By planning for the future and setting aside resources for unexpected events, you cultivate financial resilience. This practice aligns with the Stoic idea of maintaining control over what is within your power, including your financial well-being. The Stoic practice of gratitude extends to your financial situation. Acknowledge and appreciate what you have rather than constantly yearning for more. This mindset shift not only promotes contentment, but also prevents unnecessary and impulsive spending driven by dissatisfaction. Stoicism teaches that true wealth lies in virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. While financial stability is essential, placing undue emphasis on accumulating wealth for its own sake may lead to discontent. Understanding the limitations of material wealth contributes to a balanced and grounded approach to spending. By incorporating these Stoic principles into your spending habits, you can transform your relationship with money. Practicing moderation, discernment, and gratitude in your financial decisions aligns with the Stoic pursuit of a virtuous and purposeful life. Remember, it's not about accumulating wealth for its own sake, but about using resources wisely to enhance the quality of your life and contribute positively to the well-being of those around you. Number 11. Always consider the worst-case scenario. While it may seem counterintuitive, contemplating the worst-case scenario can be a powerful tool for building resilience. Stoicism encourages individuals to engage in negative visualization, envisioning the potential challenges they may face. By doing so, they can prepare themselves mentally and emotionally, reducing the impact of adversity should it arise. In the Stoic philosophy, the contemplation of the worst-case scenario is not a pessimistic exercise, but a pragmatic tool for cultivating resilience and preparedness. By mentally exploring the potential challenges and setbacks that life may throw your way, you equip yourself with the mental fortitude to confront adversity head-on. Stoicism teaches us that acknowledging the worst-case scenario is not an invitation for fear or anxiety. Rather, it's a method of rational planning and acceptance. When we confront the potential challenges that lie ahead, we strip them of their power to surprise and overwhelm us. This foresight allows us to approach difficulties with a calm and collected mind, ready to navigate whatever obstacles may arise. Consider a ship navigating through treacherous waters. A wise captain doesn't sail without understanding the possible storms or dangers that could be encountered. Similarly, in life, acknowledging the worst-case scenario doesn't mean living in constant fear. It means steering our course with prudence and preparedness. This Stoic practice encourages a mental discipline that refrains from wishful thinking or denial. It prompts us to ask crucial questions. What if things don't go as planned? What if obstacles arise? By contemplating these scenarios, we can develop contingency plans, alternative strategies, and a resilient mindset. This Stoic principle aligns with the understanding that many fears lose their potency when brought into the light of conscious consideration. Often, what we imagine to be the worst-case scenario is far more daunting in our minds than in reality. By facing these fears head-on, we rob them of their exaggerated power and gain a realistic perspective. The Stoics believe that this practice not only prepared individuals for the challenges of life, but also fostered gratitude for the present moment. By recognizing that circumstances could be worse, we develop a profound appreciation for what we have and a resilience that allows us to persevere through difficulties. Always considering the worst-case scenario is an invitation to face life's uncertainties with courage and wisdom. It transforms potential fears into opportunities for growth and preparation. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca aptly stated, "He who fears death will never do anything worth of a man who is alive." By embracing the worst-case scenario, we liberate ourselves from the shackles of fear and embrace a life of bold, purposeful action. Number 12. Keep a list of what you've learned from other people. Learning is a lifelong journey, and the wisdom of others can serve as a valuable source of insight and guidance. Stoicism encourages individuals to maintain a record of the lessons they've gleaned from the experiences and teachings of others, fostering a spirit of continuous growth and self-improvement. The Stoic philosophy encourages the practice of actively seeking and acknowledging the lessons learned from those around us. To truly embrace this principle, consider the following aspects. Begin by fostering a mindset of gratitude for the people who have crossed your path. Take a moment each day to reflect on the lessons learned from family, friends, colleagues, and even strangers. Cultivating gratitude opens the door to a deeper appreciation for the collective wisdom we gain from our interactions. Actively engage in conversations with a genuine desire to learn from others. The art of active listening involves not just hearing, but truly understanding the perspectives, experiences, and insights shared by those around you. Everyone you encounter holds a unique story, and within each narrative lies invaluable knowledge. Keep a physical or digital journal dedicated to recording the wisdom you acquire from others. Whether it's a profound piece of advice, a life lesson, or even a simple yet impactful observation, document these insights systematically. This journal becomes a treasure trove of wisdom that you can revisit in moments of reflection. It's not enough to merely accumulate knowledge. The Stoic principle urges you to actively apply the lessons learned to your own life. Consider how the wisdom gleaned from others can shape your decisions, actions, and overall perspective. In doing so, you honor the teachings and contribute to your personal growth. Embrace the reality that everyone, including yourself, is imperfect. Recognize that the lessons learned from others often stem from their triumphs, mistakes, and unique journeys. Approach these insights with humility, understanding that imperfections are part of the human experience and contribute to the richness of the lessons shared. As you accumulate a reservoir of knowledge, be open to sharing your own insights with others. The reciprocity of wisdom creates a harmonious cycle of learning and growth within your social sphere. By contributing to the collective pool of knowledge, you actively participate in the continuous evolution of wisdom. Periodically revisit your list of lessons learned from others. Engage in self-reflection to assess how these insights have shaped your journey. The Stoic philosophy encourages a continual process of refinement and iteration, ensuring that your understanding of life's lessons evolves over time. Keeping a list of what you've learned from other people is not just a passive exercise. It's an active engagement with the world around you. By embracing the knowledge imparted by others, you contribute to a shared tapestry of wisdom that transcends individual experiences. In the grand tapestry of human existence, each lesson learned from another person adds a unique thread, enriching the fabric of your own life and the lives of those around you. By applying these Stoic ideas to everyday life, men can gain the confidence and ability to handle the challenges of the modern world with strength, honesty, and a clear direction. By adopting the teachings of the wise Stoics from long ago, people can develop their inner power and live a life based on goodness and knowledge.